support us, or call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address, and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening. Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70. The number to call in during this live broadcast is 1-800-858-6582. If you have unlimited long distance or are calling from a cell phone, please use our toll number, 1-559-733-5161. That's 1-559-733-5161. Thank you.
How is it possible to consider a Hegelian argument if the ideas, interpretations of experiences, and the sources are all wrong? Can a conclusion based on all these wrong premises be sound? The answer is no. Two false premises do not make a sound conclusion, even if the argument follows the formula. Three, four, five, or six false premises do not all combine to make a conclusion sound. You must have at least one sound premise to reach a sound conclusion. Logical mathematical formulas are only the basis for deductive reasoning. Oh, I'm sure I'm putting a lot of you to sleep. Oh, well, so what? Wake up! Pay attention! This is what it's all about, the Hegelian dialectic. Equally important is knowledge of semantics, or considering the meanings of the words used in the argument. Just because an argument fits the formula, it does not necessarily make the conclusion sound. George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel knew this when he designed his dialectic. Hegel is an important con artist who established the principles of dialectical no reason. Hegel's dialectic has allowed globalists to lead simple, capable, freeborn men and women back into the superstitious, racist, and unreasonable age of imperial global dominance. National governments represent people who are free from imperial controls over private property, trade, and production. National governments protect their workers from imperial slavery by protecting the workers' markets. But if you use Hegel's logical Marxism, the only way to protect people from slavery is to become the slave trader. Just for a while. Twisted logic is why cons are so successful. And Hegel twisted it in such a way as to be impenetrable. Like Hegel and Marx, the best street con knows his file has to use logic to bend and distort the story. The good cons weave their lies on logical mathematical progression. The fallacy is in the language, not in the math. Detective Philip Ward's 2000 article, Communist Oriented Policing, has a nice explanation of dialectical materialism's influence on America. Well done, Nikki Rapana, from the Anti-Communitarian League. Number five, the communitarian purpose of the Hegelian dialectic. See if you can pay attention to this. Hegel's theory is basically that mankind is merely a series of constant philosophical conflicts. Hegel was an idealist who believed that the highest state of mankind can only be attained through constant ideological conflict and resolution. The rules of the dialectic means mankind can only reach its highest spiritual consequences through endless self-perpetuating struggle between ideals and the eventual synthesizing of all opposites. Oh boy, what a mouthful. Hegel's dialectic taught all conflict takes man to the next spiritual level. But in the final analysis, this ideology simply justifies conflict and endless war. It is also the reasoning behind using military power to export an ideological version of freedom and false democratic ideals. The reason we can call it the justification for modern conflicts and war with impunity is because no one can prove Hegel's theory is true. No matter how many new words they make up to define it, or how many new theories they come up with to give it validity, we can prove beyond a doubt that it is all false. And we can show the final equation in Hegel's dialectic is A, the system of political economy, which is the system of your nation's system of political economy, from List 1841, B, state-controlled world communism, C, state-controlled global communitarianism. The Hegelian dialectic was created because the American colonials won their national independence from imperial domination. In the War of 1812, the United States of America defeated the Imperial British Navy, and Hegel published his confusing theory that same year. Coincidence? Not hardly. The Hegelian dialectic was used to justify expansionist colonial policies and terrorist acts against Americans. It was an academic elitist ploy to cloak British interference in national trade. Now that they'd lost their naval piracy power over the world's trade routes, the American nationalists won their second war of independence. The second war of independence was fought for the same reasons the first war was fought. Both American wars were wars against British control of their nation's local manufacturing. Americans declared their right to produce and trade as a sovereign nation. They insisted they were free from European merchants and banks. With their navy defeated, European merchants needed a sneaky way to re-dominate American trade. Hegel's theory created a superior British justification for constant conflicts between the American national system of political economy, which allowed merchants to operate as independents, and the bank-controlled free traders. Americans have been taught to forget theirs was an economic revolution. The American colonial revolution wasn't a revolution of ideas. It was a revolution against the British European mafia and its global families and agents who controlled the colonial production of goods and services. The American idea of constitutional-based national economy free from imperialist constraints spread like lightning across the colonized world. Colonials and peasant workers everywhere were taking actions to regain control of their own national markets and stop imperial gluttony. By 1824, colony after colony had declared independence from imperial domination. Greece declared independence from the powerful Ottoman Empire and based their 8-year successful revolution on American principles for self-governance. Their 4th of July is March 25th. The imperialists were also losing control to new national unions formed to protect local production from foreign imperial imports. The government of the United States was formed only to protect American individual labor and markets, and American economics was the foundation for the 1840s German nationalist manufacturing unions. That's right, German nationalist manufacturing unions. Considering how so many unions embrace the idea, it must have been a pretty easy sell to the instincts of the plain man. So, what did the imperialists do next? They created a theory of collective workers' rights and said their new idea of abolishing private property and controlling world markets was the best way to help laborers. British Hegelian Marxism, created in 1848, was the foundation for the Fabian socialist agenda when they merged with the British Labour Party in 1904. And the entire labor movement has been convinced that her principles are based on Marxism. Modern labor unions have no idea what they are factually based on, which is entirely in the protected individual merchant principles inherent in the national system of political economy. The U.S. constitutional farmers also agree to require all public service to abide by a fixed standard of law, whereas the British Constitution is continually evolving. The Hegelian dialectic is the ridiculous idea that constant conflict and continual merging of opposite ideologies is established by extreme right or left belief systems. Will lead spiritual mankind into final perfection. Americans understood man's spiritual quest to be outside the realm of government control. Hegel's brilliance rests in his ability to confuse and obfuscate the true motives of the planners. And millions of people worldwide have been trying to make sense of why it doesn't work for over 150 years. But like the AA definition of insanity, the world keeps trying it over and over, expecting different results. There was a time when Americans had the ability to call a duck a duck. The free American former colonials were often fearless in their devotion to the rights of man, coming from Paine in 1791. Some of our citizens maintained the founding principles of economic liberty and justice for all to this very day, in spite of how most of the world drowns in the brown matter that clouds the dialectical head game. The facts of the matter are, in 1847, the London Communist League finalized their theory based on Hegel. And when Frederick Engels and Karl Marx based their communist theory on Hegel's theory of spiritual advancement via constant resolution of differences, they based the theory of communism on an unproven theory. While Darwin's theory of evolution is still being debated, there's absolutely no proof that societies are continually evolving when Engels and Marx later based their communist theory on Lewis Henry Morgan's theories of anthropology in 1877. They again based the theory of communism on an unprovable theory. And when Amete Adazzone used Hegelian reasoning to base the communitarian network on a balance between A, rights, and B, responsibilities, he built the entire theory of C, communitarianism, on nothing but disproven and unprovable, unscientific theories. This provable fact gives credence to the ACL hypothesis. A, communitarianism did not evolve naturally. B, it was never a movement that arose out of U.S. society. And C, therefore, communitarianism has no natural home in the United States, although they are alive and well in Washington, D.C. That's the communitarian network. Anyway, there's much more to this. What I'm trying to say, and what I've been trying to say for the last hour and 15 minutes, is the fact that the website has sort of been revamped to a certain degree to make it as simple as possible. I'm not trying to complicate, because you can go to websites and you can be drowned in websites for, you can go to a certain website and you can be there for days and you'll come out completely confused. And this is not the time to confuse anymore. It's 2004, people. It's way late. I mean, shoot. It is so far in place. And when you have this smart growth lingo and sustainable development and things like this going on, and scenic rivers and American heritage rivers and scenic byways and rails to trails, and the NAFTA corridors that nobody hears about, and then all this knowledge about weather modification that's being passed through the website. I mean, people, there's so many out there that deal in frivolous directions. You've got to make it simple if you're going to wake up other people. The Hegelian dialectic is simple on the surface. It's simple on the surface, but the foundation of it all is well chronicled by Nikki Rapana. And she is the Anti-Communitarian League, and their conclusion about the Hegelian dialectic presupposes the factual basis for the theory of social evolutionary principles, which coincidentally backed up Marx's Darwinian theory of the social evolution of the species. Even though it has been used for a century to create a vast new scientific community, including eugenics and social economics, it does not adhere to the basis for all good scientific research, and appears to exist mainly to advance itself and all its sub-social scientific arms, as the more moral human science. To the ACL, this means the entire basis for the communitarian solution is based on a false premise, because there is no factual basis that social evolution of the species exists, based as it is only on Darwinian and Marxist ideology of man's natural evolution towards a British version of utopia. The London Marxist platform in 1847 was to abolish private property. Did you hear that? The London Marxist platform in 1847 was to abolish private property. The American Revolution was based on private property rights. Marxist societies confiscate wealth and promise to redistribute it equally. America promised everyone they could keep and control what was the product of their own labor. Modern Marxist adherents openly claim they will rebuild the world and they will train activists, change agents, to openly support overthrowing the legitimate governments of the world. And you can access a lot of this, people. Since their inception, Marxist agent provocateurs can be linked to every anarchist assassination and student uprising that caused chaos to the established European civilization throughout the 18th and 19th centuries. Modern Americans have succumbed to the conspiracy theory label and will only listen to what the propaganda machines tell them. What a mouthful, I say. Now our people don't believe anyone other than maybe the Arab world hates our freedom. Most modern Americans will never know what went wrong with their great experiment in democracy. Sad, sad commentary, I say. Well, the Marxist communitarian argument has not provided a shred of evidence to prove their utopian vision, and their synthesis does not match their own projected conclusions of world justice, We are convinced their argument does in fact substantiate our conclusion that the entire philosophical dialectical argument is nothing but a brilliant ruse. We used to call it a cheap parlor trick until a responder to this page wondered how we could call it cheap when it's been so successful. And he was right. The dialectical arguments for human rights, social equity, and world peace and justice are a perfectly designed diversion to the defeated British Empire's Hegelian, Fabian, metaphysical, theosophical monopoly game. It is the most successful con job in the history of the modern world. The communitarian synthesis is the final silent move in a well-designed, quietly implemented plot to remake the world into colonies. To us, it doesn't matter if there is some form of ancient religion that propels the plotters. Nor does it really matter if it turns out they're aliens or, as some suggest. The bottom line is the Hegelian dialectic sets up the scene for state intervention, confiscation, and redistribution in the U.S. And this is against our entire constitutional-based society. The Hegelian dialectic is not a conspiracy theory because the conspiracy theory is a fraud. We've all been duped by a global elitist who planned to take totalitarian control to all nations, people, property, and produce communitarian plans exist in every corner of the world. And nobody at the local level will explain why there's no natural or national legal avenue to withdraw from the UN's community development plans. Oh, so well done. And so much more. Darren, you did a great job. What can I say? Trying to make it simple, but yet it's complicated. The Hegelian dialectic section of AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, and the other portion, draft resolution of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. Oh, don't let me get started in that. You have to go there for yourself. You have to see it for yourself and study it for yourself. It is just monumental. In the design of the Hegelian dialectic. Oh. We are a society that is being manipulated on a daily basis. We as a society believe what we're told. And that is the big problem. But they've grown up in a dumbed-down atmosphere. The jobs have disappeared. The manufacturing bases is gone. I mean, it's just so frustrating. It's been frustrating all my life, watching and seeing and learning of people dying in wars for freedom. Insane. Economically, we're in a mess. What is going to change? What is going to happen in the future? This is why Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading is going to be taking the first hour on Monday night of this broadcast. And Darren will take the second hour every Monday for the foreseeable future. She'll give out the phone numbers and how to reach her. You've got to have resources that you can count on for the future. And that is the bottom line. I'm sorry. It's just It's just obvious to me. So according to the Oklahoman, August 29th, they found bomb residue in the second Russian plane that crashed. Well, they're connecting dots to terrorism on their end. And keep in mind, they talk about the FSB, which is the successor to the Soviet-era KGB, had been directed by President Vladimir Putin to study other countries' practices to improve air security. President Vladimir Putin, oh yes, President, everybody's a president for our stupidity and ignorance. I hope people see through this, but most don't. It's a global world. It's a global system. It's insanity. So they're giving us the press of Russia and the terrorism in Russia. And certainly I don't have today's paper, but I saw on the news this morning how many hostages have been taken from a school, I believe, in some portion of Russia. I forgot where. It's only for our consumption, people. It could totally be staged. Here we see Chechnya is holding an election. 10 years after Chechnya descended into war, and less than 4 months after its president was assassinated in a bomb blast, Chechens are voting for a successor in an atmosphere of violence and suspicion. I wonder why. The tense atmosphere has been worsened by suspicions that Chechen rebels may have had a part in the last week's double airliner disaster that killed 90 people. Russia's Federal Security Service revealed in recent days that traces of high explosive hexogen were found in the wreckage of both planes, indicating the work of terrorists. Oh boy. This terrorism direction is big to confuse and frustrate and make people succumb to whatever restrictions are put on them in the future. A gulag system for the entire world under the guise of terrorism. Insanity everywhere you look. But most people don't have a clue. Here we see defers security better, or Darfur. UN says, Arab militiamen, Sudanese forces accused of new attacks on refugees. Uh-huh. There you go. Arab militiamen. Uh-oh. You know, there was no such thing as an Arab militiaman before the press took apart this militia. The militia was designed for this country to protect this country against a tyrannical government, which is under a 9-year plan of vilification. The militia movement. Because the militia movement took off after Waco. Because people were pissed off and upset that tanks went against civilian people. And the Branch Davidian people, and they call it a compound, oh boy, they were vilified by the press. Henceforth, they were gassed and burned down and killed and murdered. Maimed, massacred under the Clinton regime. 8 years of the Clinton regime, probably directed by George Bush. Utter insanity, people. I'm disgusted with it all. I'm disgusted with the lack of support as well.
opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
This program on FirstAmendmentRadio.com is much more than entertainment. It is more like an information-packed audio magazine delivered direct to you. Like any magazine, if you don't want to keep getting it, simply unsubscribe by not listening. But you are listening, so now go to FirstAmendmentRadio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there to make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program. Not only should you subscribe for yourself, but you should give extra to help us spread the message of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Don't do Internet? You can also write us, First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, 93274. 139 East Tulare Avenue, that's T-U-L-A-R-E Avenue, in Tulare, California, T-U-L-A-R-E, California, 93274. Thank you.
Scott Goji, from the top of the world, experienced the vital power and regeneration of the Goji Berry. Dr. Mendel, the world's number one leading authority on health and nutrition, has recently reintroduced the 5,000-year-old Himalayan secret for long life and perfect health within a juice called Goji. Dr. Mendel says that this is the biggest health breakthrough in over 40 years, backed by scientific research, and when checked under the microscope, they say that the Goji Berry could be the most nutritionally dense food on the planet. So give your body a real boost and a real treat, and give this most delicious and all-natural juice a try. Comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. To place an order, request a free book and an audio tape, call 877-888-4777. That's 877-888-4777. Listen to the Inside View on Health every week on FirstAmendmentRadio.com for the ultimate nutritional discovery.
If you can hear my voice, you are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. If you would like to continue hearing these programs, there are several ways that you can help. One, you can make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program by going to FirstAmendmentRadio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there. Two, you can sponsor your favorite program with your business advertising dollars or spend your dollars with those businesses that advertise on your favorite programs. Three, simply call in on live programs and tell them that you are listening on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Now anyone can do that one. You can find the call-in numbers on our schedule pages at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. And finally, you can call 559-733-5002 and leave your name and address, and we will send you a support pack. Thank you for listening.
This article, Arab militiamen, Sudanese forces accused of new attacks on refugees out of Darfur. Just a new place in the world. Same old story. Same old story, just new location, listeners. Same old story of Vietnam. Same old story of Korea. Same old story of World War II. Same old story of World War I. Only a new location. More people dying for so-called freedom, they call it, as we're under a totalitarian regime called the UN system, which the State Department implements. Nobody can deny it when they do the research, but nobody pays attention, hardly. Why is that, listeners? Why don't people pay attention? Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars tells it the way it is. Plain and simple. People are kept too busy to be caring. They're too occupied to care. They're struggling to survive. And heaven help people that have children. Because they've got to homeschool. If you have children, you've got to homeschool. You can't put them through public indoctrination centers called public school. Government-controlled schools, we've all been through it, or many of us have. Dumb you down, numb you down. That's the bottom line. Anyway, back to this. Dated the 29th of August, Sunday. Security has improved in camps in Sudan's violence-torn Darfur region, but displaced villagers still face attacks and abuse when they leave their camps. A UN team said Saturday, as it completed a mission that could determine whether Sudan is hit with international sanctions. Oh boy, international sanctions. You realize that Iraq was under international sanctions from the first Gulf War to the present Gulf War? Do we really know how many people died and were decimated during that period of time? How many children were infected and killed? And the unpublicized bombings that went on over there? We're truly in a system of Hegelian dialectic. It says here, Darfur rebels, meanwhile, said government forces and Arab militiamen continue to bomb and torch villages and kill civilians, with attacks on 6 villages in the past 3 days, including one that killed 64 people. The rebels said they would hold a 24-hour boycott of peace talks with the Sudanese government to protest. More than 1 million black African villagers have been driven from their homes by the militiamen, known as the Junawid, who are allegedly backed by the government, and many of the villagers are in 147 camps scattered across Darfur, a region the size of France. An estimated 30,000 have been killed in the violence, which began in February 2003, when African rebel groups began an anti-government campaign. An anti-government campaign? Ah! Well, I would say it might be an anti-communist government campaign, wouldn't you? The latest attacks reported by the rebel negotiators could not be independently confirmed. The United Nations has given Sudan until Monday to start acting to stop the militiamen or else face possible sanctions. Khartoum has said it is trying to restore security and denies any links to the Janjaweed. Eric Dumol, who headed one of 3 UN fact-finding teams that have spent 3 days in the Darfur region, refused to say Saturday whether he expected the United Nations to move to impose sanctions. Oh, my God. All this set-up scenario, rogue militiamen, is designed to demonize the people in this country that believe in the militia movement to protect us from a tyrannical government in this country. The only problem is the technology is so far along that they're moving to screen the entire population for mental illness. How's that going to be accomplished? Oh boy. Anyway, we move on. Dated Sunday as well, the 29th, South Carolina forewarned. Gaston, whatever they want to call it. Isn't that funny that they stopped naming hurricanes after females because it was not fair? It was discriminatory? Well, the reason they did it was because the wrath of a female can be very, very intimidating. Well, now they name it after men, so what difference does it make? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about that. But the point about these hurricanes and tornadoes and things like this is, are they created or are they not created? In every instance, you have to ask yourself that question, and you'll never know the truth because we aren't privy to the facts. Bottom line. In Iraq and the war on terrorism, dated the 29th of August, here we see normalcy crawls out of rubble of Najaf. Some residents fear that the peace plan may not last long. Well, we can guarantee the peace plan won't last long. It's not designed to last long. The Middle East is designed to be a major mess, so sides fight to extreme exhaustion so they'll capitulate to a global governmental system. That's what all this is about. For the entire world to accept a one-world government. That's all this is about. And we are the bad guy. Our government's the bad guy, and we're one side of the Hegelian dialectic. That's my point. And go and refer to the Revolutionary Communist Party USA in the Hegelian dialectic section and study that and spread that information about the Hegelian dialectic. Because it's there, it's in your faces. Here we see U.S. forces battle with militants. 5 people killed in Baghdad, Iraq. Shia militants and U.S. forces battle throughout the Baghdad slum of Sadr City. Well, I wonder why it's a slum. You don't suppose the years past Gulf War I turned it into a slum, do you? I don't know. And here we see a mortar barrage slammed into a busy neighborhood in the capital in a new wave of violence Saturday that killed at least 5 people and wounded dozens of others. U.S. warplanes and tanks later bombarded targets in the Sunni stronghold of Fulaj, and U.S. forces exchanged gunfire with insurgents along the city's eastern outskirts and the main highway running to neighboring Jordan, witnesses said. The fighting left at least 14 people injured, hospital officials said. Oh, yes. You bunch of stupid idiots. The people in charge are directing you to fight people you don't even know who your enemy is. You're just shooting at people that are innocent in many respects because you're frustrated. You don't know who's your enemy in this circumstance. Just like Vietnam, just like Korea. Insane. Utter insanity. And in the meantime, Agenda 21 is moving along in America at rapid paces. People aren't paying attention to Sustainable Development Partnerships, the new website of the State Department. People aren't paying attention to the immigration issue of the State Department, how immigrants are flooding into this country through the State Department. And yet our borders remain open south of us to create the chaos necessary for further implementation of Homeland Security. Insane. In the meantime, Yemeni court convicts 15 militants in attacks. A chaotic 3-month trial ended Saturday with 15 militants convicted for roles in terrorist attacks on the French border. I'm sorry. On a French oil tanker. I'm looking at two things at once. Once again, we try and do this again. This chaotic 3-month trial ended Saturday with 15 militants convicted for roles in terrorist attacks on a French oil tanker and a helicopter carrying U.S. oil workers, as well as plots to kill the American ambassador and Yemeni security officials. Well, why not? People are upset and pissed off. We're over there. We're over there for a number of reasons. And first of all, there was never a need for the oil wealth over there. It's to control, and it's part of the Hegelian dialectic. As many, many, many years ago, we are restricted from drilling for our own oil here. We'll turn that whole region up near Alaska over to the Soviet Union, as we've done already in certain respects. The State Department did it. Research it for yourself. Here we see, out of Kabul, Afghanistan, U.S. and Afghan troops killed a Taliban commander and detained 22 suspected Taliban fighters during a major search operation after a gun battle in a southern Afghan mountain range, according to officials. Who are the officials? Also, a renegade warlord was taken into custody weeks after a clash with a powerful rival in the west of the country, as authorities struggle to improve security for October elections. Oh, man. The insanity of it all. All under the guise of terrorism. Created out of September 11, 2001, which was set up long in advance, the Office of Homeland Security. It was called Roadmap for National Security. Here we see, dated the 28th, Saturday, foreign oil and Iraqi oil workers look at flames and smoke rising from an oil pipeline Thursday in the El Bashara, 18 miles southwest of Basra, Iraq. Oil officials say saboteurs attacked the pipeline. Oh boy, who are they? Are they pissed off? Who's engineering these saboteurs to do what they're doing? Who's paying them? What's the point? In the meantime, Alan Greenspan, the Federal Reserve Chairman, said Friday that the country will face abrupt and painful choices if Congress does not move quickly to trim the Social Security and Medicare benefits that have been promised to the baby boom generation. Returning to a politically explosive issue that he has addressed a number of times this year, Greenspan said that it was wrong for the government to hold out the promise of more retirement benefits than it is capable of providing. It's capable of providing whatever it wants to provide, the Federal Reserve System is. It's awash in wealth, people. And that's the point in the problem. People aren't paying attention. People don't want to pay attention. And that's going to be our Waterloo. That's going to be our demise. And that's the problem. Oh, I can't wait for 4 years when they have the Olympics in Beijing, China, people. That'll really be a feat to behold. I don't know. I've got so many directions to take, and I'm just sitting here perplexed as I move on. We're in a major situation where we're not hearing anything about communist China and its directions. And yet, how many people realize that communist China has a 50-year lease on the Panama Canal? How many people realize that not even 2% of the products coming from Communist China are inspected, those secret containers? How many people don't pay attention to anything that care about anything? What a statement to make, huh? The ignorance of the American people is just so beholding to dumbing down that I just wonder why I continue. I'm just so sorry to keep saying this, but it doesn't make any sense. Where is it going to go from here? What's going to happen next? Here we see hundreds of thousands are homeless in the Sudan, and who comes to the rescue? Jesse Jackson. Oh, boy. The Reverend Jesse Jackson. Worried about the displaced Sudanese women. We never had any of these problems in the world until the UN system showed itself. I don't know how you can get to the bottom of any of this without dealing with the UN system first. And we're so dumbed down, and we accept what the presidents say, and certainly he's the slow implementation of the New World Order compared to the fast, which will be Kerry, and that'll be scary. And yet the Republican logo, the Republican National Committee logo, elephant with the three upside down pentagrams on it to give you an indication of the severity of what's going on. I'll tell you. How in the world are people going to pay attention when we're so deceived and directed? Did it Saturday, August 28th? Bush wooed the state that decided the 2000 election with a pledge Friday to seek $2 billion more for hurricane recovery and launched a fresh attack on Senator Kerry's commitment to ousting Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Thousands of Cuban Americans filled the indoor arena where Bush spoke, part of a subtle effort by Bush to promote the Senate candidacy of Mel Martinez, Bush's former housing secretary. The Cuban-born Martinez is in a contest against fellow Republican Bill McCollum in a primary that was yesterday. The audience erupted in cheers when the president declared, quote, "The people of Cuba should be free from the tyrant, and I believe that enforcing the embargo is a necessary part of that strategy," end quote. That's insane. Who suffers in embargoes? The civilian population, the innocent people. Oh, man. But this is what you've got. You've got one... one miscreant here in Bush and the other miscreant here in Kerry. Here we see from the opinion section of the Oklahoman dated Friday the 27th. He entitles this the gun ban dangerous president. The Clinton assault weapon ban of 1994 is scheduled to expire September 13th. This individual, Jim Powell of UConn, says good riddance. No credible study conducted during the 10-year ban has shown it has had any impact on crime. However, anti-gun members of Congress, many Hollywood elites, and groups like the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence are panic-stricken that it hasn't been extended, and they're assaulting the public with disinformation. The ban prohibited several specific models of military-looking semi-automatic rifles and others that have certain military features. Fully automatic firearms keep firing as long as the trigger is depressed. These have been highly regulated since the 1930s and are illegal for civilian use except in rare cases. Semi-automatic weapons fire one round each time the trigger is pulled. These are the types of firearms that are or were banned, even though they function the same as more traditional-looking guns that weren't affected by the ban. That's the point, I say. The danger in any type of gun ban is that it sets a precedent. If certain types of firearms are declared illegal, more will surely follow. An editorial writer with the Washington Post recently wrote, quote, "The ban is mainly symbolic. Its virtue will be, if it turns out to be, as hoped, a stepping stone to broader gun control," end quote. And that pretty much says it all. And that's well stated by Jim Powell of UConn. That's coming up. And I predicted a major violent gun action will be publicized to extend it. And I keep that prediction in place. They are not going to sunset the Brady Bill. They want us disarmed, America, so we can't complain and bitch and moan and like we are about what's going on to us and our society and our people and our children and our families. Sad, sad commentary that we have. Let's see. Here we see, according to the Oklahoman on Friday the 27th, countries are improving access to clean drinking water, but falling behind in sanitation goals fixed at a summit 4 years ago, the United Nations has said Thursday. About 2.4 billion people will likely face the risk of needless disease and death by the target date of 2015 because of bad sanitation, the World Health Organization and UNICEF said in a joint report. Well, according to Cooper, the World Health Organization infected the African population with AIDS. Is he wrong? Are others wrong? There have been more wars and loss of life in any time in history since the inception of the UN system. That is a fact, Jack. Sad, sad commentary for our country. Where and when is it going to stop? How is it going to stop? How are people going to pay attention to the big picture in place when they're so occupied with supporting their families and themselves? According to the Associated Press, dated August 31st, the number of American troops wounded in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion of March 2003 is approaching 7,000. And the death toll for U.S. military personnel is 975. That's only going to continue. It's not going to stop. There's no exit plan for Iraq. And we're going to Iraq next. Boy, I'll tell you. Sorry to be so depressing, people. I'll try and do the best I can if you help me. I'll be checking the P.O. box next week. Support it. Support my broadcast. Support my network. I need your help. The information's on the website, AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K. Help me, my friends, and I'll help you. Good night.